Will you please turn to the book of Revelation?
请我们翻开启示录。
Chapter
3. 第三章。
We'll read from verse 14 through verse 22.
启示录三章十四节到二十二节。
Again, I will read it in English first, and my dear brother will read it in Chinese.
我们弟兄先用英文读，我再用中文读。
And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot.I would thou were cold or hot. Thus, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I'm about to spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I'm rich, and am grown rich, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art the wretched, and the miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked.I counsel thee to buy of me gold purified by fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white garments, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness may not be made manifest, and I salve to anoint thine eyes, that thou mayest see. I rebuke and discipline as many as I love.Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and am knocking. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come in unto him and sup with him and he with me. He that overcomes, to him will I give to sit with me in my throne, as I also have overcome and have sat down with my Father in his throne.He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
第十四节，你要写信给老底家教会的使者说，那位阿们的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的说，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热。所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他。所以你要发热心，也要悔改。看哪、我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的，就应当听。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, with gratefulness, we gather together in thy presence.
亲爱的主，我们满了感谢来到你同在的当中。
We praise and thank thee for thy precious promise.
我们感谢赞美你，因着你是那样的应许了我们。
Thou hast promised us that thou will be with us.
因为你应许我们要与我们同在。
Dear Lord, we are truly standing on holy ground.
我们真是站在圣地。
And our hearts are open towards thee.
我们的心向你完全敞开。
We wait upon thee to hear what thou hast to say to us.
我们等候在你的面前听你要向我们说的话。
Speak, Lord.Thy servants hear it.
主啊，请说，仆人们静听。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贝的名祷告。
Amen. Thank God for gathering us again this afternoon.
感谢神叫我们再一次聚在这里。
This time we are fellowshipping together on the last two churches in the book of Revelation.
这一次我们要交通在启示录里面讲的最后两个教会。
Yesterday, we talked about the church in Philadelphia.
昨天我们讲到腓拉铁菲的教会。
Again, I want to emphasize.
我再次要加重的来说。
That the church in Philadelphia is not an ideal church.
腓拉铁菲的教会不是一个理想的教会。
Because it is the church after God's own heart.
因为这是一个合神心意的教会。
Even though to human thoughts,
从人的想法来说，
this seems to be too high, too ideal.
好像这是太高了，太理想化了。
But so far as God is concerned,
但是从神来说，
not only this is what he has decided from the very beginning,
这不单单是他从起初就定义的。
But he has made every provision for it.
他也为了达到这样而为我们预备了一切。
And if we really trust him,
如果我们真是信靠他，
if we really give ourselves over to him,
如果我们真是把我们自己交给他，
his grace is sufficient for it.
他的恩典够我们用。
So I hope that in our thought,
所以我愿意我们在我们的思想里面，
we will try to get rid of it as an ideal church.
我们不要以为它只是一个理想的教会，
but believe that it is the church that God really desires.
我们要相信这实在就是神所要的教会。
And this is by his grace we want to be.
这是靠着他的恩典我们能够这样。
Let us never be satisfied less than what it is.
叫我们永远都不满足，除非我们达到这个光景。
By the grace of God, we will press on towards the goal.
靠着神的恩典，我们能够摆上向这个目标。
Until God's thought is fully realized.
直到神的心思能够完全的成就。
Now this afternoon we would like to go into the letter to the church in Laodicea.
今天下午我们要讲到给老底嘉教会的这封书信。
We find that it is just the opposite of the church in Philadelphia.
我们发现这跟腓拉铁菲的教会刚好相反。
One is God's thought.
一面是神想要的。
Another is man-made church.
另外一方面呢，是人所造的。
Now, why is it that the Lord should put these two churches before us?
为什么主把这两个教会放在我们的眼前？
Because on the one hand, he wants to encourage us.
因为一面他要激励我们。
But on the other hand, he wants to warn us.
那另外一面他也要警告我们。
It shows that it is possible.
看到这实在是有可能的。
Even for the church in Philadelphia to fall, becoming the church in Laodicea.
腓拉铁菲的教会能够堕落，成为老底嘉的教会。
And here you find the warning of our Lord Jesus to us.
在这里看到神对我们的警告。
Laodicea, we all know, in Greek means the opinion of the people.
老底嘉在希腊原文的意思乃是众人的意见。
We know the church is a theocracy. It is not a democracy.
你知道教会是神主权的而不是民主的。
I think today everybody looks for democracy.
今天每个人都在那里希望有民主。
This is the idea of the modern world.
这是这个世代的意见。
b But so far as the church is concerned,
但是谈到教会的时候，
God's thought is it is a theocracy.
正义是神在这里主权。
In other words,
换句话说，
the Bible tells us very clearly.
圣经讲得非常清楚。
Where two or three are gathered together unto my name.
有两三个人奉我的名聚集。
There am I in the midst of them.
我就在他们当中。
This is the simplest explanation of the church.
这是教会最简单的定义。
Where the place?
是在什么地方呢？
Two or three plurality.
两三个人是一个众数。
Gathered together.
聚在一起。
Under.The name of our Lord Jesus.
在主耶稣的名下。
Now the name of the Lord Jesus is not just something to talk about.
讲到在主的名下，不光光只是谈一下而已。
There is a reality in it.
这里有一个实际。
In other words,
换句话说，
where his name is, there is his presence.
哪里是有他的名，哪里就有他的同在。
And because of that,
因着这样的原因，
It requires all who gathered under his name to be under his authority.
叫我们所有聚在他名下的人都要服在他权柄的底下。
He is the head of the church.
他是教会的元首。
And the church is his body.
教会是他的身体。
The fullness of him who fills all and in all.
是充满万有者所充满的。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
what is the church?
教会是什么？
The very meaning of the church
教会的实义
is under the authority of Christ.
乃是服在基督的权下。
He is the one who rules over the church.
他在教会里面完全的掌权。
It is not the opinion of the people.
不是众人的意见。
But you find that how the church has fallen.
你发现教会是如何的堕落呢？
Instead of a living organism under the authority of Christ.
他们本应是在基督权下的一个有机体。
It has basically fallen into the opinion of the people.
他们就堕落成为人意见主持的。
And in spite of that,
不单只这样，
you find how we boast of what we are.
你还发现我们在那里夸自己的光景。
And this is what you find in the church in Laodicea.
你就是发现这是老底家的光景。
And as usual, our Lord Jesus will reveal himself to this church first.
我们的主首先在教会里面向他们显现。
In other words,
换句话说，
without revelation, there is no church.
没有异象就没有启示就没有教会。
Without the revelation of our Lord Jesus given,
没有我们主耶稣基督给的启示，
then the church will have no testimony.
教会就没有见证。
So what is that which the Lord has revealed himself to Laodicea?
主向老底家所启示的是什么呢？
These things says the Amen.
这里说那位阿们的。
Here you find our Lord Jesus tells his church that he is the Amen.
我们的主告诉他的教会他是阿们的。
He is the beginning and the end.
他是始他是终。
He is always the truth.
他永远是那真实的。
And all his promises are yea and amen in Christ Jesus.
所有在基督里面一切的应许都是阿们的，都是是的。
You remember when Moses was in the wilderness.
你记得当摩西在旷野的时候，
He saw a vision.
他看到了一个异象。
He saw a bush burning.
他看到那荆棘着火。
Now burning bush is a very common sight in the wilderness.
在旷野里面有着火的荆棘是一个很普通的现象。
Because in the wilderness it was very hot.
因为在旷野是非常的炎热。
And a bush can easily catch fire.
那些荆棘很容易着火。
But when it is caught by fire,
当着起火来
，it usually finish very quickly.
很快就会烧完。
But Moses saw this burning bush.
摩西看到这个起火的荆棘。
It was burning, but it was not consumed.
但是它虽然烧着了，却没有烧毁。
Now this is something strange.
这实在是非常的特别。
Unusual.
非常的不平常。
So Moses went over to see what has really happened.
所以摩西就去看到底怎么一回事。
And while he was approaching,
当他接近的时候
，a voice.Came out of the burning bush.
在烧着的荆棘当中有声音说
This is holy ground.
这里是圣地
Remove your shoes.
脱去你的鞋
And there you find Moses was commanded to go back to Egypt to deliver God's people.
在那里神就吩咐摩西到埃及领以色列人出来。
You know what Moses asked the Lord?
摩西问主说
He said, when I went back to the people,
当我回到百姓当中的时候
Whom should I say that has appeared to me and sent me?
我去告诉百姓说是谁差我来的呢
And the Lord said, I am that I am.
主说我就是那位自有拥有的
I am the Amen.
我是那真实的。
To me, always is yes.
对我来讲都是是的。
He is the unchangeable one.
他是那位不改变的那一位。
He is our solid foundation.
他是我们稳妥的根基。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
So here you find a revelation of our Lord Jesus.
在这里你看到我们主耶稣基督的启示。
He revealed to that church.
他向这个教会启示
That he is God eternal.
他是永远的神
The unchangeable one.
那不改变的
That is the first revelation.
这是头一个启示
And then he said the faithful and true witness.
他说为诚信真实的真实见证的
That refers to his time on earth.
这是讲到他在地上的时刻。
How the word became flesh.
如何的道成肉身。
And tabernacle among men.
居住在人中间。
Full of grace and truth.
满有恩典与真理。
While our Lord Jesus was on earth.
当我们的主在地上的时候。
He was a witness.
他是一个见证。
He was a faithful and true witness.
他是诚信真实的见证。
You know, the church is supposed to be the witness of our Lord Jesus.
教会应该是耶稣基督的见证。
We witness to the world what Christ Jesus is.
我们向世界做见证说耶稣是谁。
Not only by word, but also by life.
不单单是用言语而且是用生活。
Our Lord Jesus, while he was on earth,
我们的主当他在地上的时候
he was the faithful and true witness.
他是诚信真实的见证。
I believe everyone who has read the four Gospels,
我相信每一个人当你读这全备的福音
can clearly see how our Lord Jesus was a faithful And true witness.
你很清楚地看到我们的主是诚实真实的见证。
He was faithful to his father.
他向着他的父是那样的忠诚。
And he was true to his father.
他对他的父亲是那样的真实。
And our father opened the heavens three times.
父把天开了三次
and declared, This is my beloved son.
说这是我的爱子
In whom I'm well pleased.
我所喜悦的
So here you find our Lord Jesus showed to the church in Laodicea.
所以你看在这里神像老底家的教会这样说
How he was the faithful and true witness.
他是那样诚信真实见证的。
It is to encourage that church to be true and faithful witness.
是要激励教会成为诚信真实的见证。
And this is what has been entrusted to that church.
这个是托付给这个教会的。
And then the beginning of the creation of God.
然后就讲到神在创造万物之上的。
Now, what do you mean by the beginning of the creation?
说在神创造万物之上的这位神。
We need to turn to Colossians chapter 1.
我们需要翻到哥罗西书第一章。
We begin with verse 15.
十五节开始。
Who is the image of the invisible God, firstborn of all creation?
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造以先。
And this firstborn of all creation means he's the beginning of the creation of God.
证明说是首生的，是讲到神创造的以先。
Now there is much problem over this verse.
在这一节圣经里面，很多时候产生一些的问题。
Some people feel because it is said he is the firstborn of all creation.
有人说他是首生的，在一切创造之先。
Therefore he is the first created one.
就说他是那第一个被创造的。
But this is a serious error.
这乃是一个严重的错误。
Because our Lord Jesus was not first created.
因为我们的主不是首先被造的。
According to Dr. Lightfoot,
根据 Lightfoot 的讲，
he was a scholar.
他是一个学者。
And he explained to us,What does firstborn mean in the scripture?
他讲到这首生的在圣经里面的意思。
In the Bible, the firstborn means two different things.
在圣经里面这首生的有两个意思。
Number one.
头一点。
It means you are born the first.
就是说你是第一个生出来的。
That is the common usage.
这是一般的用法。
But as you read the Bible,
当你读圣经的时候，
you find another meaning of the firstborn.
你就看到首生的有另外一个意义。
And that is,
那是。
Sometimes in the Bible, you find those who are not born first will be put into first.
有的在圣经里面看啊，他不是头生的，但是他却放在头生的位上。
For instance,
比如说，
you find Jacob have 12 sons.
雅各有十二个儿子。
And Reuben was the firstborn.
刘辩是头生的。
But as you read on,
当你读进去的时候，
you will find Joseph becomes the firstborn.
你发现约瑟就成为长子。
Because the firstborn received double portion of the inheritance.
因为长子是承受双份的产业。
And you find other instances.
还有其他的事情。
For instance,
比如说
David was not the first king.
大卫不是头一个君王。
And yet God made him the first king.
但是神叫他成为首先的君王。
So you find there is another special meaning of the firstborn.
所以我们就看到在这首先的里面有特殊的意义。
It means priority and sovereignty.
是讲到优先，讲到权位。
He is put in a place of priority and sovereignty.
他是放在优先的这个权柄的位置上。
So in this case,
所以在这个事情上面，
the firstborn is in a special sense.
首生的这里是一个特殊的意义。
Not that he was created first.
不是他是说首先被造的，
but he had priority over creation.
而是他在一切被造的之上。
And because of that, he has sovereignty over creation.
所以他就有权柄在一切被造之上。
And this is explained in the following.
这下面就解释了。
He said, "By him we created all things."
下面说，因为万有都是靠他造的。
The things in the heavens and the things upon the earth.
无论是天上的、地上的。
The visible and the invisible.
能看见的、不能看见的。
Whether thrones or lordships or principles or authorities.
或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的。
Here you find, by him, all things were created.
这里说一切都是借着他造的。
But the word by,
这里说这个借着
，in Greek,
在希腊原文里面
，it means in him,
是乃说在他里面。
But of course.
当然
，When the translator tried to translate the Bible，
当翻译圣经的人要翻译的时候
，they cannot figure out the meaning of in him。
他们没有办法能够明白在他里面的意思。
How can all things be created in him？
怎么可能万一概都是在他里面造的呢
？So they used the word by。
所以他们就说借着。
But actually, in the following。
因为下面就说
，in the following verse，
在下面一节
，he said all things have been created by him and for him。
说他在万有之上，万有都是借着他做的，也是为他做的。
And you have the by him again。
你这里又有一个是靠着他。
But this by him is really by him。
这个呢是真正的靠着他借着他。
So the first by him is。In him.
所以头一个靠着他乃是在他里面
All the creation has been created in him.
因为一切被造的都是在他里面造的
Whether it is the thing in the heavens or in the thing on the earth.
不论是天上的地上的
The visible and the invisible.
能看见的不能看见的
Thrones, lordship,principalities, authority.
或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的。
In other words,
换句话说
all creation were created in him.
一切被造的都是在他里面造的。
Now, what does it mean?
这是什么意思呢?
Use an illustration.
用一个比喻说。
My brother was a builder.
我的哥哥是一个建筑
and he built lots of houses.
他盖了很多房子
But before the building, there will be an architect.
但是在没有开始建造之前，需要有一个画技师
This architect knew how to build a house.
这个建筑师他要计划怎么样来盖这个房子
So we will give that architect some idea.
所以我们就告诉这个建筑师一些的意思。
What kind of a building we want to have?
我们要盖一个怎么样的建筑
？And the architect will plan out the plan.
这个建筑师就在那里画图。
In other words,
换句话说
，when the building is built,
当这个建筑物盖的
，it comes as the architect has thought.
就是。建筑师的一些的思想。
So we can put it in another way.
换一句话说
，That building is built in the architect.
这一个建筑是在这个建筑师里面造成的。
Because it comes out of his mind.
因为是从他的思想里面出来的。
So you find the type of architect will make the type of building.
所以哪一类的建筑师就造出哪一类的房子。
If an architect is very artistic,
如果这个建筑师非常有艺术感
the building will be artistic.
这个建筑物就非常的有艺术观。
And sometimes he may be artistic but not practical.
但很多时候就太有艺术观了就不实用。
And that building will be impractical.
所以那个建筑物就没有用。
So that is what is meant by in him.
这里就是说是在他里面
All the creations were created in him.
一切的被造都是在他里面造成的
It is out of his temperament.
是从他里面的个性出来的
It is out of his character.
是从他里面的性格出来的
Everything will express what he is.
好，每一点一滴
都说出了他是怎样的。
That is the reason why the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament shows His handiwork.
这就是为什么诸天述说他的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
Because everything was created in Him.
因为一切都是在他里面被造的。
But it's more than that.
不单是这样。
So that is the reason why you find it continues with created by Him.
证明继续的说，说是一切都是借着他造的。
By Him simply means He is the contractor.
哦，借着他造的，就说明他是那个建筑商。
Not only the architect, but also the contractor.
他不单单是那个建筑师，他也是那个建造房子的工程师。
The contractor will build a house according to the plan of the architect.
这个工程师就根据建筑师的图基来盖这个房子。
I remember when I was young, I visited my brother's building.
我记得当我年轻的时候，我就去参观我哥哥在那里盖的房子。
I saw these blueprints there.
我就看到那里有很多的图基。
I couldn't understand this.
我不明白这些图基。
But to my brother, he knew exactly what.
那我哥哥他完全知道这图里面是叫他怎么干。
Because he is the contractor.
因为他是这个工程师。
He is the one who really builds it according to the idea of the architect.
因为他是那位根据建筑师所设计来盖房子的那个人。
But it is more than that.
不单是这样。
Because he is also built for him.
他还是为了他而造的。
All creations were created for him.
一切都是为了他而造的。
He was to be the owner, the dweller of the building.
他要是住在里面的那一位。
And for that reason, you find he's the firstborn of all creation.
所以在这里说，他是一切在被造之先所生的。
Because it was created according to his character.
因为是根据他的性情而造的。
It was created according to what he is.
是根据他所是的来造的。
And it was created by him and he was the owner.
因为也是借着他造的，更是为他造的，因为他是这个主人。
So here you find that is the revelation that our Lord gave to the church in Laodicea.
你看到这里是神给老底家教会的启示。
That he is the beginning of the creation of God.
他在神创造万物之上为元首的。
And as he is the beginning of the old creation.
他是旧造的开始。
So he is the beginning of the new creation which is the church.
他更是新造的元首，就是教会。
We thank God that he gave the church in Laodicea a tremendous testimony.
我们感谢神，他给老底家教会一个这么大的见证。
A tremendous vision.
一个这么伟大的启示。
And this is what our Lord wants the church in Laodicea to be his witness.
这就是我们的主要老底家成为他的见证。
The more you see the revelation of the Lord Jesus to the church,
你越看耶稣基督对教会的启示，
the more you realize how we have fall short,
你就越发现我们如何的是亏欠了。
And then he said, I know thy works.
他说，我知道你的行为。
What is the condition of the church in Laodicea?
老底家教会的光景是怎样的呢？
The Lord said,
主说，
You are neither cold nor hot.
你也不冷也不热。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
We all like something lukewarm.
我们都喜欢不冷不热的。
When you are eating, you want lukewarm food.
你吃的时候，你喜欢不冷不热的。
If it's too hot,
如果太烫了，
it bites you.
哎呀，就是烫到你。
If it's too cold,
如果太凉了，
you feel uncomfortable.
你觉得很不舒服。
And the food that we want to consume is lukewarm food.
我们喜欢都吃的那个温温的这些东西。
That is the nature of fallen human beings.
这是堕落的人的性情。
So far as our fallen human nature is concerned,
从我们这堕落的天性来说
we want lukewarm.
我们喜欢温吞吞的。
But so far as God is concerned,
但是从神来讲
He wants it either cold or hot.
他说我情愿你或冷或热。
Why?
为什么
Because if it is cold, there is hope.
如果是冷的有希望。
God is able to make it hot.
神能够叫你火热起来。
If it's too hot,
如果是太热的
then it will not seem that it will not need God anymore.
好像我们不需要神了。
That man is sufficient for everything.
人就觉得他自己都够了。
So here you find God do not want us to be lukewarm.
神不喜欢我们温吞吞的。
If you say you do not love the Lord,
如果你说我不爱主啊
you do.
你是这样。
But if you say you really love the Lord,
如果你说我真很爱主啊
but you love yourself more than the Lord,
但你爱你自己多过爱主。
Now if you do not love the Lord at all,
如果你根本不爱主
that's clear.
那是很清楚的。
But if you love the Lord and yet you do not love Him with your whole heart,
但是如果你一方面说我爱主，我也不是全心的爱他
then this is the most difficult situation to handle.
那就是很难办的一个情况
because you are satisfied with yourself.
因为你自己觉得还满足
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
is it not the condition of the church today?
这是不是就是今天教会的光景
If you say the church is hot
你说如果今天教会很火热
No
不是
If you say it is cold
你说今天教会是很冰凉
Neither it is cold
也不是那么冷
there is something there
但也好像还有一些的东西
There is something loving God
那里还有一点爱主的事
But they do not love God to the uttermost
但是他们没有真正的爱主
Here you findThat is human nature.
你看到这就是人的天性。
We feel comfortable with such situation.
我们觉得这种光景，我们觉得很舒服。
But God is very uncomfortable.
但是神觉得非常的不舒服。
The Lord Jesus said, "I wish they were either cold or hot."
主说，我情愿你们或冷或热。
Then there is hope.
那你就有希望。
But if it's lukewarm, there is no hope.
如果你们不冷不热，那你没有希望。
Because you are so satisfied with yourself.
因为你们自己觉得很满足。
But so far as the Lord is concerned,
从主来看
He said, I'm about to spew you out.
他说我要把你们吐出去。
This is the sentence of our Lord.
这是我们主的
But now look at what they feel themselves.
你看到他们自己怎么看自己
When you are in the state of neither cold nor hot but lukewarm,
当你是不冷不热那样温吞吞的像的
you will say, I'm rich and I'm grown rich and have need of nothing.
你说我是富足已经发了财一样都不缺
Your estimate.Is just the opposite of God's estimate.
你对自己的估计跟神对你的看法正好相反。
When the people in Laodicea look at themselves,
当老底家的教会看他们自己的时候
they said, I'm rich and am grown rich.
他说我是富足已经继续的发财啊
and have none of nothing.
我 need of nothing. 一样都不缺。
Now how can it be?
怎么可能这样的呢
？So probably,
很可能
Laodicea,
老底家
falls from Philadelphia.
他们是从腓拉铁菲那里坠落的。
In the beginning, there is a Philadelphia feature.
本来在那里有飞马铁飞的光景。
People really has a little power.
他们没有一点的力量。
They know the power of the Holy Spirit.
他们知道圣灵的能力。
And they really keep His word.
他们在那里守住他的道。
And do not deny His name.
没有弃绝主的名。
And they really keep the word of His patience.
他们实在在那里有主忍耐的道。
They are willing to suffer for the Lord's sake.
他们为主的缘故愿意受苦。
But gradually,
但是渐渐
you find the situation begin to change.
那个光景就在那里
转变。 You know, usually,
你知道一般来讲
in the first generation,
头一代
People pay a cost for the truth.
人为了真道付了代价。
But when it comes to the second generation,
但是落到第二代的时候
they inherit all the truth from the first generation.
他们从第一代继承了他们所看到的真理。
But they have not paid the cost.
但是他们没有付代价。
In other words,
换句话说
it is more of their knowledge.Instead of life,
他们有的只不过是他们的头脑的思想，而不是他们的生活。
And maybe when you come to the third generation,
到了第三代的时候
，even the knowledge has lost,
就连知识都失掉了。
So strictly speaking,
严格来讲
，there is no second generation, no third generation,
没有第二代，也没有。
So far as God is concerned.Everyone is first generation.
从神的角度来看，每一个人都应该是第一代。
We need to have the first-hand experience.
我们需要有头一手的经历。
We need to pay the cost for the truth.
我们要为着真理付代价。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，knowledge puffs up.
知识叫人自高自大。
But love builds up.
唯有爱能够。
And where does love come from?
爱是从哪里来的？
It comes from suffering.
是从忍耐受苦来的。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
very likely Laodicea condition is the fallen Philadelphia.
很可能老底家的光景乃是飞马铁飞堕落而变成的。
Now what is the Lord's estimate?Of Laodicea.
主怎么样来看老底家呢？
They say I'm rich and have grown rich and have need of nothing.
他们说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
But the Lord said.
但主说呢？
You're wretched and miserable.
他说你们是困苦可怜。
That is the estimate of our Lord Jesus.
这是主对他们的评价。
You are wretched.
你们是困苦
and you are miserable.
你们可怜
you do not know where you are.
你根本不知道你的光景
and then the Lord mentioned three things.
然后主就说了三件事
Number one, he said, I counsel you, you are poor and blind and naked.
他说你们是贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的
I counsel thee to buy of me gold.Purified by fire, that thou may be rich.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足。
They think that they are rich.
他们说他们是富足的。
And they are growing rich.
他们发了财。
And they have lack of nothing.
他们一样都不缺。
That's what they say.
这是他们自己说的。
But what the Lord said.
那主说呢？
It is just the opposite.
正好是相反的。
The Lord said you are poor.
说你们是贫穷。
What do you mean by poor?
贫穷是什么意思？
They are rich in knowledge.
他们在知识上是富足的。
But they are poor in faith.
但是他们的信心贫穷。
In other words,
换句话说
their faith had not been tested.
他们的信心没有经过试炼。
Their faith has not gone through fire.
他们的信心没有经过火的试炼。
They have big brain.
他们有大的头脑。
But they are very small feet.
但是他们有没有行为。
So you find in Peter.
你看到彼得书信里面。
In 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
Verse 7.
彼得前书第一章第七节。
That the proving of your faith much more precious than of gold which perishes, though it be proved by fire, be found to praise and glory and honor in the revelation of Jesus Christ.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
In other words, brothers and sisters,
换一句话说，弟兄姊妹们，
do not feel rich because you have lots of knowledge.
不要以为你们富足是因为你们有很多的知识。
You have lots of theological knowledge in your mind.
你在你们的思想里面有很多神学的知识。
But the point is,
这个点乃是说，
has your knowledge become your life experience?
你的知识是不是能够成为你生活的经历？
It is only something in your mind.
或者只是你头脑里面的一些东西而已。
You can talk about it.
你可以谈谈。
But it is not in your life.
但没有在你生活的里面。
You cannot live it out.
你没有办法活出来。
Just like the scribes and the Pharisees.
就好像文士和法利赛人一样。
You remember they studied the Old Testament.
他们读旧约。
And they know the Old Testament so well.
他们非常的认识旧约。
You remember when Christ was born.
当主降生的时候。
And the Magi came to Jerusalem.
哦，这个文士来，这些博士来到耶路撒冷。
And they asked where was the king born.
就说啊，王应该在哪里降生？
And you know Pilate called the scribes and Pharisees.
比拉多就把文士法利赛人招来。
And asked them, where should Christ be born?
基督应降在何处？
And immediately they could say he was born in Bethlehem.
他们马上就说他降在伯利恒。
Now this is just a verse in the minor prophets.
这只是在小先知书里面的一句话。
But they know the Bible so well.
他们很熟圣经啊。
They do not need to go to the concordance and find it.
他们不需要找到经文汇编去查。
Brothers and sisters, you can know their knowledge of the Old Testament.
你知道他们对旧约是那么的有知识。
But what is their experience?
那他们的经验是什么呢？
They were troubled just like Pilate.
他们就好像比拉多那一样觉得困惑。
They hope that the Messiah will not be born yet.
他们希望弥赛亚还没有来。
Because they were not prepared for it.
因为他们没有预备好。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
knowledge kills.
知识能够杀死人。
But life builds.
生命可以建造我们。
And life is according to faith.
生活是根据信心。
Our faith needs to be tested.
我们的信心要经过试炼。
That is the reason why you find in our life.
就是你为什么发现在我们的生活里面。
The Holy Spirit will so arrange our life.
圣灵在那里安排万事。
I often say,
我常常说，
with believers, there is no accident.
对我们信主的人来讲，没有偶然的事情。
Because our God loves us so much.
因为我们的主是那样的爱我们。
He will take care of us to the minorest degree.
他在最小的事情上面都要顾念我们。
He will discipline us through our circumstances.
他借着环境在那里训练我们。
Everything that happens to our life is according to his arrangement.
每一件在我们生命里面发生的事情都是根据他的安排。
He will arrange what things you will encounter.
他会安排你们遇到什么事情。
Whether it is good or bad.
不管是 好的或者是不好的事情。
Because he will use all these circumstances to build his life in us.
因为他用各样的环境来造就我们。
Brothers and sisters, faith has to be tested.
弟兄姊妹，信心需要经过试验。
It has to go through fire.
要经过火。
And then it will be more precious than gold.
就比被火炼过仍然会坏的金子更宝
贵。And it will be for the praise and glory and honor to God.
叫我们能够得着神的称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
So you find in the church in Laodicea.
所以你发现在老底家的教会。
They are rich in knowledge.
他们在知识上很丰富。
But they are poor in faith.
但是他们在信心里面非常贫穷。
There is lack of spiritual experience.
他们缺少了属灵的经历。
Lack of daily spiritual exercise.
他们缺少了每天属灵的操练。
I notice that people nowadays pay lots of attention to bodily exercise.
今天很多人用很多的代价去锻炼身体。
But we as Christians,
我们信主的人，
we should have spiritual exercise.
我们需要有属灵的操练。
We should exercise our spirit.
我们需要来操练我们的灵。
Exercise our conscience.
操练我们的良心。
Exercise our intuition.
操练我们的直觉。
Exercise our communion with God.
操练我们与神的交通。
And as we exercise,
当我们操练的时候，
then you find knowledge will become faith.
你就发现知识就成为信心。
Then we will be rich as gold that has gone through fire.
我们就能够像被火经过火的金子那样被炼过的那样的宝贵。
And then secondly,
第二点，
and white garments.That thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness may not be made manifest.
又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来。
Now, what do you mean by white garment?
什么叫做白衣？
We know when God created man.
我们知道当神造人的时候。
And put them in the Garden of Eden.
把他们放在伊甸园里。
They did not notice that they were naked.
他们不觉得他们是赤身的。
It was only after they ate the forbidden fruit.
只是当他们吃了禁果之后。
Then they discovered they were naked.
他们才发现他们是赤身露体的。
So I wonder.
所以我是这样想。
When God created all these living things.
当神造一切的活物的时候，
even a dog or a cat.
就是一个猫一只狗。
God gave them clothing.
主神都给他们有穿的。
Can you imagine that God created man without giving them clothing?
你想神造人没有给我们穿的吗？
I believe that when God created man,
我相信当神造人的时候，
God did give them a clothing.
神给人有衣服穿。
And that is glory.
那是荣耀。
Glory was their clothing.
荣耀本是人的衣服。
But when man sinned,
当人犯罪以后，
Glory left them.
荣耀离开了。
And man became naked.
人就成为赤身露体。
So they had to be clothed.
所以他们需要穿衣服。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
spiritually speaking,
从属灵的角度来讲，
after man's fall,
当人堕落之后，
before God, everyone was naked.
在神面前都是赤身露体的。
Even Adam and Eve tried to use the leaves of the fig tree to cover them.
亚当夏娃用无花果树叶来遮起。
But unfortunately, the weather changed.
但很可惜，天气凉风了。
And the wind blew.
风吹过来。
So that cannot cover their wickedness.
这个就没有办法遮盖他们的赤身。
As Isaiah told us.
好像以赛亚告诉我们。
Our righteousness could not cover our nakedness.
我们的义不能够遮盖我们的赤裸的身体。
Once we were all naked before God.
我们本来在神面前都是赤身的。
But thank God.
感谢神。
When the prodigal son came back.
当那浪子回家的时候
，You find the father put the best clothes upon him.
你看到父就把上好的袍子给他穿上
，to cover his nakedness，
来遮盖他的赤身。
And that clothes is Christ our righteousness.
那一个上好的袍子乃是基督的义。
We have no righteousness of our own.
我们自己没有义。
But when we came to Christ,
当我们来到基督跟前的时候
God clothes us with Christ.
神用基督穿在我们的身上做我们的义
He became our righteousness.
他成为我们的义
And by that we are able to stand before God.
靠着他我们能够站立在神的跟前
Now this is what had happened to us.
这是在我们身上发生的事情
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
you see here,Is white garments.
你在这里说白衣穿上
And the garment is in plural number.
这个白衣乃是众数
Now what does that mean?
这是什么意思
And we find that not only Christ is our clothes, our righteousness.
我们就发现不单单基督是我们的衣服是我们的义
But over It, there should be another white garment.
因为在其上还应该有另外一层的白衣。
And the Bible calls it the righteousnesses of the saints.
圣经里面说是信是圣徒所行的义。
You find that in Revelation chapter 19.
所以在启示录第十九章那里告诉我们。
Revelation chapter 19.
启示录第十九章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Let us rejoice and exult and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. Verse 8.
八节。我们要欢喜快乐将荣耀归给他因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了新妇也自己预备好了
And it was given to her that she should be clothed in fine linen bright and pure
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣
For the fine linen is the righteousness of The saints.
这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
In other words,
换句话说
over against that robe, golden robe, that Christ becomes our righteousness.
在基督成为我们的义这个义袍之上
God wants us to be clothed with another white garment.
主神要我们穿上另外一层的细麻衣
And that is the wedding garment of the bride
那是新娘所穿的嫁衣
And this white linen garment is the righteousness of the saints
这个光明洁白的细麻衣乃是圣徒所行的义
The first robe we will close with what Christ's righteousness
我们首先穿上的是基督是我们的义
But here you find over above it as a wedding garment he wants us to be clothed with another white garment
在我们羔羊婚宴的时候他要我们穿上另外一层的白衣
And that is the righteousness of the saints
那是圣徒所行的义
Now what does that mean?
这里是什么意思
It means that as you read Psalm 45
就是当你到诗篇四十五篇的时候
It is an embroidered white garment.
这是那个被刺绣的白衣
It is the wedding garment of the virgin.
乃是童女的嫁衣
In other words,
婚纱换句话说
The Holy Spirit who works in our lives
他在我们的生命里面做工
He is knitting a white garment into our lives
他在我们的生活里面织出这一件的白衣
Be righteous as God is righteous
你们要圣洁因为神是圣洁的
Righteous
他说你们要公义因为神是义的
This is what you find in 1 John
这是在约翰一书里面说的
It is not the righteousness of our Lord Jesus
不是说到耶稣基督的义
Right, Christ become our righteousness
基督成为我们的义
That is the foundation
这是基础
But over against it
但是在其上
The Holy Spirit is working in our lives
圣灵在我们的生命里面做工
To make us righteous as Christ is righteous
叫我们像基督那样的义
And these righteous actsBecome our wedding gown.
这样的义行就成为我们婚去的嫁衣。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
This is what the Holy Spirit is working today.
这是今天圣灵所要做的。
He is teaching needle by needle into a white garment to be our wedding garment.
他是一针一针的在编织。这一个白衣为羔羊婚娶才用的
And that is what is included here
这是这里所包括的
And then thirdly
第三点
And I shall to anoint thine eyes that thou mayest see
又买眼药擦你的眼睛使你能看见
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
What is the eye cell?
什么是眼药?
If you turn to Ephesians chapter 1,
如果你翻到以弗所书第一章的时候,
and then you find in verse 18,
第十八节,
being enlightened in the eyes of your heart,So that he should know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and the surpassing greatness of the power towards us who believe.
十八十九节，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
It is the spirit of wisdom and revelation to the full knowledge of God.
这是赐人智慧跟启示的灵，叫你们能够真知道他。
In other words,
换句话说
we need revelation and vision from God.
我们需要神给我们智慧跟启示给我们。
In a sense,We have all received revelation.
从一面来说，我们都得到启示。
Because without revelation, we will not be saved.
因为如果我们没有得启示，我们就不会被拯救。
You remember when Peter acknowledged our Lord Jesus as Christ, as the Son of the Living God?
你记得当彼得说到我们的主，你是基督，你是永生神的儿子的时候
，The Lord said, "This is not something." Human beings know.
主说这不是人，只是你的。
It is my Father who reveals it to you.
这是我天上的父向你 启示的。
So we have all received revelation once in our life.
所以在我们每个人的身上，我们都得过启示。
But that doesn't mean that revelation stops there.
但并不代表启示就停在那里。
Throughout our Christian life,
在我们整个做基督徒的一生的里面
，God will continue to reveal His mind to us.
神一直把他的心意向我们启示出来。
And as He reveals, we obey.
当他启示出来，我们就顺服了。
And this is the eye shell.
这是眼药。
Because it opens our eyes.
因为开我们的眼睛。
You know, when you read the Bible,
当你读圣经的时候，
you may have read through some passages number of times.
你可能这段话你读过好多遍。
But they do not have any effect upon your life.
但是在你的生命里面没有什么作用。
But one day when you're reading it again,
但有一天当你在读的时候
suddenly God opens your eye.
突然之间神开了你的眼睛。
It is a revelation given to you.
就给了你一个启示。
And that word, written word, becomes living word.
那个黑纸白字成为一个活的话。
It becomes effective in your life.
在你生命里面有功效的。
And that is the way that we grow in Christ Jesus.
这是我们怎么样在基督里面成长。
So here you find our Lord Jesus suggests to the church in Laodicea.
主在这里向老底家的教会叫他们这样。
They need faith.
他们需要信心。
They need the working of the Holy Spirit.In their life.
他们需要圣灵在他们生命里面来动工。
And they need revelation from above.
他们需要从上面来的启示。
And then the Lord said,
然后主说,
I rebuke and discipline as many as I love.
说, 我凡我所疼爱的我就责备管教他。
Be zealous, therefore, and repent.
所以你们要发热心，也要悔改。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
modern man does not like discipline.
现代的人不喜欢被管教。
But if you read the word of God,
如果你读神的话
you find that God disciplines us because He loves us.
你发现神管教我们，因为他疼爱我们。
It is because we are His children.
因为我们是他的儿女。
Therefore, He loves us.
所以他爱我们。
And He disciplines us.
他管教我们。
He because only discipline can mature a person.
因为只有管教才能够叫一个人成熟。
If you do not receive discipline in this life,
如果你在今生没有被管教
in the life to come.You have to be disciplined.
在你在前，你以后你还要被管教。
That is why the Bible said.
这是圣经里面告诉。
The five foolish virgins.
那五个愚拙的童女。
They cannot enter into the marriage feast of the Lamb.
不能够进入羔羊的婚宴。
And they have to be disciplined in darkness.
他们在黑暗里面被管教。
In order that they may be matured.
以至于他们能够。成熟起来。
You know, I always thank God.
我们实在感谢神。
No matter what we are.
不管我们是谁。
Once He has called us.
他得着我们。
He justifies us.
他就称我们为义。
Once He has justified us.
他称我们为义。
He will glorify us.
他要我们得荣耀。
He will not let us go.
他
what we are.
不管我们是谁。
Once He has, will not let us go.
但他不会放弃我们。
Once caught, you are forever caught.
一次被主得着，你永远让主得着你。
Thank God for that.
感谢神。
He will glorify.
他要我们得荣耀。
He will not let us go.
他
the door and knocking.
我站在门外叩门。
Will not let us go.
但他不会放弃我们。
Once caught, you are forever caught.
一次被主得着，你永远让主得着你。
Thank God for that.
感谢神。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
the Lord said,
主说
I stand at the door and knocking.
我站在门外叩门。
What a pitiful sight it is.
这实在是一个多么悲惨的光景。
The Lord is outside the door.
主在门外。
The condition of Laodicea has driven the Lord out.
不单单主说我要把你们吐出去。
He has every right to do that.
他有权柄这样做。
But something unexpected happened.
但有一个不可以预料的事情发生。
They keep the Lord out.
他们把主赶走。
What a pitiful.
这实在是多么的可怜。
And the Lord is still knocking.
主还在叩门。
His love suffers long.
他因着爱的缘故，他恒久的受苦。
He will not let us go.
他不放弃我们。
He is knocking.
他在敲门。
He's knocking at our heart door.
他在我们的心门那里敲。
And he say, open.
他说，开门吧。
If you open it,
如果你们开门，
I will come in.
我就进来。
And sup with you.
与你们一同坐席。
And you with me.
我与你。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
The reward that God has promised to the church in Laodicea is great.
神给老底家教会的奖赏是那么大。
He say, if you overcome,
他说如果你们得胜，
Him will I give to sit with me in my throne as I also have overcome and have sat down with my Father in His throne.
他说得胜的我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
Even if the situation is the Laodicean situation,
虽然老底家落到这样的光景，
that doesn't mean you cannot be an overcomer.
并不是说你就不能够成为得胜者。
If you open your heart door and let the Lord in,
如果你打开你的心门，让主进来。
You can still be an overcomer.
你仍然能够成为得胜者。
And the promise is great.
神给你的应许是这么大。
Because you will sit on the throne with Christ.
你就能够与基督一同坐宝座。
That of course refers to the millennium kingdom.
这是讲到在千年国的时候。
When the kingdom of the heavens appear upon this earth.
当天国在地上显现的时候。
You will rule and reign with Christ.
你就与基督一同执政作王。
For 1,000 years.
一千年。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
The Lord has put these two churches before us.
主把这两个教会放在我们面前。
Philadelphia is God's thought for us.
腓马帖菲是神要我们达到的光景。
And we should, by the grace of God, be Philadelphia.
靠着神的恩典，我们要做腓马帖菲的教会。
In case there is the situation like Laodicea.
但是如果落到老底家的光景，
Do not be despair.
也不要失望。
Because you still can become an overcomer.
因为你仍然能够成为一个得胜者。
What grace, what mercy the Lord has showed us.
神给我们这么大的恩典，这么大的怜悯。
Let us thank God for that.
为此我们要感谢他。
Dear Lord, how we praise and thank thee.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Thou hast revealed to us the church of thy own heart.
你把你心里的教会告诉了我们。
And thou hast also warned us of what we can make it to be.
你也警告了我们，我们会落到那样的光景。
Do deliver us from being Laodicean.
救我们脱离老底家的光景。
By thy grace,
借着你的恩典，
enable us to be Philadelphia.
叫我们能够成为腓马帖菲。
We want to please thee.
我们要讨你的喜悦。
We want to be what thou want us to be.
我们要达到你所要的。
that thou mayest be glorified.
叫你的名得着荣耀。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贝的名祷告。
Enable us to be Philadelphia.
叫我们能够成为腓拉铁腓。
We want to please thee.
我们要讨你的喜悦。
We want to be what thou want us to be.
我们要达到你所要的。
That thou mayest be glorified.
叫你的名得着荣耀。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.